Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
Happy Cosmic Zombie Day.
CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Saint-Tropez, and there goes my music again. How the heck did that happen? Oh, I'm such a technological wizard, isn't that cool? Yeah, it's another edition of Saint-Tropez, and more electronic music, and I even bought something new today, which is quite exciting, and it's Canadian, and they're a band from Montreal, and they're called The Silly Kissers. And there's this really cute little, like, thing about it. A blurb about the group and how great they are and stuff. And it's from a blog called weirdcanada.com, which I haven't checked out yet because I just found out about it today. And I guess it's this blog of this guy who, I don't know if he's from Montreal or Calgary or something like that, but I think it's a label, and I think they put out really cool Canadian, like, up-and-coming indie synth pop bands or something like that. When I know more, I'll let you know, but at this stage, anyway, I only know about this band called The Silly Kissers, which is really awesome. And even though I just kind of went into this big thing about them, I'm not going to play them right away because I don't have it queued up. But I do have Zeno and Oaklander queued up. And this is the continuing saga of a band from Brooklyn, which I am completely obsessed with at the moment. So when I say continuing saga, I mean, like, on every one of my shows, I've played a track from this album, and I think I'm just going to work my way through the album. Not chronologically, though. But anyway, this is Zeno and Oaklander from Brooklyn, New York, from their album Sentinel, which I don't think is available in any stores. I think you have to get it online. I'll tell you how it's spelled. It's X-E-N-O, and then and Oaklander, so O-A-K-L-A-N-D-E-R. And the album is called Sentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L-L-E. So if you Google that, I'm sure a site will come up where maybe you can order it or something like that. But it's an awesome, awesome album. It's kind of minimal wave, cold wave, whatever you want to call it. But this is a track called Nuit by Zeno and Oaklander.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Saint-Tropez. That was Zoot Woman, going back all the way to 2003. And self-titled album just called Zoot Woman. And Zoot Woman is a project by Stuart. Stuart. He's the guy who actually produced Madonna's album, the... Murder. What is it? I want to say Murder on the Dance Floor, but I think that's Sophie Ellis Bextor. Whatever, Confessions on the Dance Floor. And it's this guy, and he's a producer, a British producer, really young guy. I actually had the pleasure of meeting him once. Stuart Price is his name. And he's a lovely, lovely guy. And he's been doing this retro synth, new wave pop thing since the 90s, when it was really like not even cool. He's had many different names. He's gone under Jacques Leconte and Zoot Woman, and he had another DJ name, I think. Anyway, but I'm a big fan, and I think it's awesome. And I actually thought it was really cool that Madonna chose him to produce that one album, because it was probably one of her best albums in a long time, thanks to Stuart Price of Zoot Woman. But anyway, that was a track called Hope in the Mirror by Zoot Woman. And before that, we heard Ladytron, also an older track, but still sounding remarkably fresh and new, from their album Light and Magic from 2002, a track called Black Plastic. Such a great album. And before that, we heard Montreal's Silly Kissers. Yes, Canadian music. And I'm actually having fun with it. These guys are great. Just bought this today. I think this might be an older EP. It's called Halloween Summer. And if you're interested, you can check out a website called WeirdCanada.com. And I don't know if it's the label or if it's a blog that talks about all these cool bands, these cool Canadian bands that have been happening. But yeah, check it out if you're interested. The track was called Halloween Summer from the EP. And Zeno and Oaklander, my favorite band right now, right here from Brooklyn, New York, from their album Sentinel with a song called Nui. And what do I have next? Oh, I've got New Love Is All, which is so exciting because they're one of my favorite bands as well. And they're from Gothenburg, Sweden. And if you listen to my show a lot, you know I always play a lot of Love Is All on here. This is from their new album called 2010 Injuries. And this is a track called... do I have it queued up? I thought I had it queued up. I lie so badly. I was going to play some New Caribou as well. This is just like, I'm going crazy here because I love Love Is All. I love Caribou. Caribou are from Dundas, Ontario originally, which is kind of my unofficial hometown. Although I never knew Dan Snaith, who's from the band. I think he's based out of London now, which kind of makes sense because his music is so psychedelic and cool. It just has that English vibe to it. But yeah, Caribou have a new album out too called Swim, and it's not quite out yet, but I happen to have an advanced copy of it, so I'm going to play a track off that as well. So I think what I'm going to do here is I'm going to play some Caribou first, and it's a track called Odessa, which is the first track off the album. Really fantastic, very exciting. I don't know if it's been played on radio yet, so because the album doesn't come out until the 20th, so this might be... bootleg or something, I don't know, underground radio. But this is Odessa by Caribou, and then we'll have some Love Is All, some New Love Is All after that.
She suffered him for far too many years of her life. Feeling more scared that he'll say, does he know how over time he drove her away? Saving up for the damage she goes, the damage she stands up for everything she chose. She stands up for it.
everything she chose. Taking her kids, driving her away. Turning around the life she met and siphoning her away. I've been with you for all these years. Tell me what I've got to show for all my tears. The times you hurt me, treated me wrong. Something you had to give to stop this thing going on.
Hey! Chinatown, the year of the cop. He sold a silver bell, put it in hop. Full of money, mouthful of gold. The address of Eliza Kennedy's, and as a native, some assistance, please. She took him to the secret door. He was kissing the floor. Down there, much more. She was a country girl, country girl. Hang loose in this suit. Die for, die for, thanking you. In a flash of recollection of Oriental pride, she throws it aside. The address gets on now. What happened next caused quite a shock. But she was standing, looking at the door. He went to the floor. Down there, much more. She was a country girl, country girl. We'll be right back.
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Saint-Tropez, and the time is now 16 minutes to 6 p.m. And Heather of Queer FM and Queer FM and the Queer FM, and I'm a little bit nutty today. Queer FM is coming up at 6 p.m., so stay tuned for that. That was Surfer Blood, who are playing tomorrow at the Biltmore Cabaret, April 5th, Monday. Surfer Blood are from West Palm Beach, Florida, and they're kind of like Weezer meets Pavement meets cute pop, and I adore them. They're so awesome. I'm going to the show. I'm very excited. And their album is called Astro Coast, I believe. Yes, Astro Coast. And that song was called Twin Peaks. And hopefully the quality was okay, because I couldn't find my copy of it at home, and I thought they might have one in the library here, but they don't. So I had to stream that from their MySpace page. So when you're on the radio, there's these things called compressors or compression, and so I'm kind of hoping the compression of being on air made it sound fantastic, or maybe the podcast will sound okay. Anyway, so yeah, that was Twin Peaks by Surfer Blood from their brand new album Astro Coast, which is actually their only album. And before that, we heard Blondie from Blondie's debut album from 1976. And I'm saying that they're looking pretty awesome on this album cover. It's a pretty famous album cover. And Debbie Harry is just, she's such a joy to look at. Wasn't she just so cool? That was a song called Kung Fu Girls by Blondie before that, from their eponymous debut from 1976. Who knew they were so cool in 76? Punk had just kind of broken out in 76, I think. Love Is All, before that, from their brand new album, 2010 Injuries, with a song called Kungen or Kungen. Yeah. But they're coming soon, too, I think. Or did I lie? No, they're not. They're not coming to Vancouver. They are on tour, but they're only coming to, like, going to Toronto and Montreal or something. Anyway, they've been here a couple times. That's okay. I've seen them. They're great. Before that, we heard Brand New Caribou, which isn't even out until April 20th. Brand new album called Swim. And the first track off the album called Odessa by Caribou. And what do I have next? Let's see here. Oh, yes. I've got some Black Moth Super Rainbow, an album here called Dandelion Gum. And this was a total shot in the dark for me. I never really knew much about this band. And then somebody said, oh, you'd probably like them because they're really weird and psychedelic. And, you know, and they're even a little bit kind of, I don't know, experimental synthy or something. I don't know. They're all of those things. And they're just way out there. And I bought this album, and I've had it for a little while, and I keep forgetting about it. But this album is from 2007, and it's called Dandelion Gum. And I believe this is a track called Melt Me by Black Moth Super Rainbow. It's really trippy. Let it be, let it be, let it be, it's all in time.
начинаем концерт краснознаменного имени Александрова ансамбля песни «Пляски Советской Армии». Борис Александров, на слова Сергея Островова, песня о Ленине, солист, заслуженный артист республики Константин Герасимов, дирижирует народный артист Советского Союза Борис Александров.
Moscú está helado. Moscú está helado. Lenin tuerce la mirada. La muchedumbre lo aclama. Nadie está en la Plaza Roja. Nadie sale de la fábrica. Moscú está helado. Moscú está helado. Sopla el viento en los motores del gran tren transiberiano. Solo un agente de guardia, solo en la sala de máquinas. Moscú está helado. Moscú está helado. Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM, Abrupt Ending. That was The Village by New Order from their album Power, Corruption, and Lies, going all the way back to 1983. And before that, we heard something from the Minimal Wave tapes, which I'm pretty obsessed with. Their old sort of demos of electronic music from the early 80s, very minimalist kind of stuff. This was a Spanish band called Esplendor Geometrico, and I'll attempt the title. It was called Mascu Está Jalado. And then before that, we heard Black Moth Super